The Irish Medical Organisation conference begins in Killarney today, and key issues for the IMO are in relation to the number of doctors that are out there, the shortage of doctors that are out there at the moment, and what the situation is and how it needs to change. And that's right across the health service, particularly when it comes to GPs in rural areas, as we've talked about several times on this programme. Ty Crowley is originally from Kerry. He's the chair of the GP committee of the Irish Medical Organisation, from Tralee originally, has said. I spoke to him and I talked to him about this issue, these issues that are coming to fore, and talk to them about what they want, what kind of a response they want from the HSE and from the Minister for Health, both of whom will be at conference over the next number of days.
So look, I suppose the theme of the conference, Gerry, is valuing patients and valuing doctors. And I suppose we're going from year to year in terms of health budgeting crisis, and we're looking for, you know, for patients to be looked after in the health service, we're going to need multi-annual funding coming through. More and more, you know, people are living longer, which is great, but they have more complicated presentations and more complicated diseases. And expectations are such, and rightly so, that we need to provide proper care to patients. And I suppose for that, we need more doctors. And, you know, lots of people talk about solutions to the health service, but unless we have doctors at the basis of the consultations and at the basis of treatment, we're going to be constantly suffering in the health service. And we're short of doctors across the health service. And across the health service, we hear various stories that there's various other grades that can help. But I think we all have to be realistic to say that they can only help. They don't take the place of doctors. And I think that's going to be our clarion call to government to say, look, and it's a hard message because there's no immediate quick fix. We need more doctors across the health service. And not only do we need more doctors, but we've got to look at why the system is losing the doctors we have and to encourage them to come back. And the harsh reality, and there have been reports in this in the Minister and Fairness Commissioner report, is that the health system isn't great at holding on to doctors. It's not a pleasant place to work from time to time.
Why has the situation come to this across the different, whether it's GPs in rural Ireland or NCHOs or doctors in NCHOs or at a local level? Why, or in the hospitals or acute hospitals, why is it, where is it allowed to wither on the vine? Not enough college places for doctors, a combination of all the above, as well as maybe the attractiveness of other countries, and also the fact that other countries are also experiencing shortages in the Western world, that they are demanding doctors from elsewhere. Is it all of those things that's happened over the last 10 years?
So, yeah, you're right, Gerry. It's not one factor, and there are multiple factors in it. And unfortunately, Ireland probably fails on all factors. Firstly, there is a worldwide shortage of doctors. And, you know, health services are slow sometimes to face up to the fact, and it takes years for them to realise, okay, we have a shortage. And there is a reluctance to invest in doctors coming into a system because we're sometimes looking for a quicker fix. I think then you look at the health service and you look at our junior doctors, and I suppose in times gone by there was a feeling, look, within the health service, and this ranges from across to housing to the financial tax situation. When you look at junior doctors trying to get houses, they're moving hospital every 6 months. Their taxes, yeah. I mean, they move from one area to another and they're charged emergency tax. They find it difficult to get housing, the same as
everyone
other
else.
Parts.
Yeah.
And you know, that's only within the one part of the health service. And it's almost as if, you know, if you go to Australia, and I suppose speaking from personal experience, I worked there. When you arrive in Australia, the system is designed to, how can I hold on to this person? They want to hold on to the doctor within the service. And I think that's something we're not good at in Ireland.
And are we exacerbated then on top of that by our population growth? The fact that it's going so quickly and it's fixed to go so quickly, we didn't spot that in enough time to encourage or to expand our training of doctors to meet that increase of population.
Exactly. Huge, huge increase in population numbers, not a huge increase in the number of doctors. And then also the type of work the doctor is doing, it's become a little bit more complicated in terms of, you know, people are getting older. So therefore, we probably need more doctors again in terms of that. So we do need to match the demographics in terms of not only the number of doctors, but where we actually need the doctors and looking at the specialities we need it.
You also talk as well about the importance of maintaining the central role of doctors in the health service. There's an issue for ye about disinformation and the impact of social media on health. How is that impacting the work of doctors?
Well, I suppose information is good. And I remember, Gerry, I'm old enough to remember life without the internet. And when the internet came, it was going to end all medicine and all that. But that doesn't happen. You know, there's some very good resources out there. The problem is, and it's a bit like yourselves in journalism, good journalism costs. And it's hard to get good medical information. So when you look at this sort of explosion in social media, some of the disinformation, misinformation, and just basically wrong information that appears up there, it's very hard for people to decipher what's real and what's not, what's true and what's not. And I suppose that has exploded in the last number of years. And I suppose, you know, we find it with patients, you know, if they present, at least we can correct it. But a lot of the time people don't present with issues, they go and seek help elsewhere, or they may not seek help at all. And that's, I think that's a big factor in medicine.
And Tadhg, when you talk then about the local issue for us, and we've gone through it here, particularly with regards to South Kerry and the Iveragh Peninsula, the shortage of GPs, like the day of the doctor house call is long gone. However, there's a generation of doctors who are retiring now at the GP level who aren't being replaced because of that shortage, but also there's a difficulty to attract them in to work and live in rural Ireland. There has been some innovation in the area, a task force set up, and some progress has been made about making it easier for doctors, let's say as entrepreneurs or as business people, to set up a practice, to cooperate together. Is more of that needed as a solution to the rural GP problem?
Yes, and like I suppose when there's any shortage, it's always the rural area is going to be hit first, Gerry. You know, joined up thinking is obviously required in trying to match areas with need, but also there needs to be some sort of clever thinking around, well, right, we're short. What can we do to facilitate the service and to facilitate the holding on of our GP? You know, when you take rural area, your GP is essential to encouraging people to move into areas. If you don't have a GP in the area and you're looking for people to come down and live in the area, that's a negative factor. That's something that people are going to say, well, hold on, what's the healthcare like in the area? So yeah, there is some joined up thinking required. You know, the one doctor in one village, that's a difficult one at the moment to try and support. So we need some joined up thinking. So the nearest town, we call it a hub and spoke model. How can we encourage more doctors to move into one area so they can provide a service further out? And again, that needs us to look at the costs of setting up a practice are, you know, quite punitive in this day and age. You have to get, not only do you have to find a premises, but the legalities around the premises were subject to healthcare buildings being at certain levels, and also looking at equipment, looking at the various procedures one can carry out. All this add costs to developing the practice. So that's something the government can look at, I feel.
The recruitment freeze is a big focus for you as well. The Minister for Health will be talking to you at your conference. What are you looking for him? What would you like to hear him say about that and the other issues you're raising at the conference this week?
Well, look, healthcare is all about people, and it's about people from, you know, across the strata. The recruitment freeze in healthcare has to stop. You know, so this hits every area of the health service. I'm sure if you talk to doctors in hospitals, community care and general practice and patients, they all have examples of, we can't do this because of the recruitment freeze, or we have to go somewhere else because I can't seek treatment because the person that was temporarily employed isn't there anymore and they can't take on someone else. You know, that's just in a system that's under constant pressure, we need to stop these embargoes. The embargoes don't work. All they do is they put off healthcare for another couple of years, and then they bring in emergency facilities that they will announce a short-term gain in temporary employment for people. that doesn't work. You know, we're going from highs to lows. We need to have a constant employment and workforce and stop the embargoes.
Yeah, so Bernard Lassiter speaking to you as well this weekend. You're hoping for him to get that message loud and clear from your members?
Yeah, I think we need to, you know, I think there needs to be a realisation. And I mean, I see it the whole time in papers, we're spending a lot on health service. Yes, health service is going to cost, and it's going to cost more. And unless there's a multi-annual budget going in, increasing, because unfortunately, if you stay static, you're falling behind in terms of healthcare.
Yeah.
Because the
people are living longer, populations are growing, there are more complex medical needs, all of that needs to be addressed.
And cost rise as well.
You're the chair of the GP committee. Did you have a big role of bringing the conference to Europe with your career connections?
Well, like any successful venture, you'd love to claim credit for it, but no, it's been going there for years. Killarney has been very welcoming to the doctors over many years, and we're delighted to be back there and looking forward to a good AGM.
Okay, well, thanks for taking time to talk to us on the programme this morning.
Thanks, Jerry. Cheers.